In the meantime, you will say nothing of this interview, beyond making your reports, which should be confidential.
You may rely upon us.
Then I will bid you good morning.
We are profoundly sensible of the magnanimous temper in which we are convinced you will conduct this grave business. Good morning, Mr. Seward.
And I...
Yes, come in.
The President is coming up the stairs, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Seward. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. President. And I am obliged to you for calling, gentlemen. Good morning.
Do these gentlemen bear tidings of what I hear is called the Confederate States? Perhaps they could spare me 10 minutes.
It might not...
Save 5 minutes.
Perhaps you would...
I am anxious always for any opportunity to exchange views with our friends of the South. Much enlightenment may be gained in 5 minutes. Be seated, I beg you, if Mr. Seward will allow us.
By all means. Shall I leave you?
Leave us? But why? I may want your support, Mr. Secretary, if we should not wholly agree. Be seated, gentlemen. You have messages for us?
Well, no, we can't say that.
No messages? Perhaps I'm inquisitive.
These gentlemen are anxious to sound any moderating influences.
I trust they bring moderating influences with them. You will find me a ready listener, gentlemen.
It's a delicate matter, Mr. Lincoln. Ours is just an informal visit.
Quiet, quiet. But we shall lose nothing by knowing each other's minds.
Shall we tell the President what we came to say, Mr. Seward?
I shall be grateful. If I should fail to understand, Mr. Seward no doubt will enlighten me.
We thought it hardly worthwhile to trouble you at so early a stage.
So early a stage of what?
I mean...
These gentlemen, in a common anxiety for peace, are merely seeking the best channel through which suggestions could be made.
To whom?
To the government.
The head of government is here.
But...
Come, gentlemen. What is it?
It's this matter of Fort Sumter, Mr. President. If you withdraw your garrison from Fort Sumter, it won't be looked upon as weakness in you. It will merely be looked upon as a concession to a natural privilege. We believe that the South at heart does not want secession. It wants to establish the right to decide for itself.
The South wants a stamp of national approval upon slavery. I can't have it.
Surely that's not the point. There's no law in the South against slavery.
Laws come from opinion, Mr. White. The South knows it.
Mr. President, if I may say so, you don't quite understand.
Does Mr. Seward understand?
We believe so.
You're wrong. He doesn't understand, because you didn't mean him to. I don't blame you. You think you're acting for the best. You think you've got an honest case. But I'll put your case for you, and I'll put it naked. Many people in this country want abolition. Many don't. I'll say nothing for the moment as to the rights and wrongs of it, but every man, whether he wants it or not, knows it may come. Why does the South propose secession? Because it knows abolition may come, and it wants to avoid it. It wants more. It wants the right to extend the slave foundation. We've all been to blame for slavery, but we in the North have been willing to mend our ways. You have not. So you'll secede and make your own laws. But you aren't prepared for resistance. You don't want resistance. And you hope that if you can tide over the first crisis and make us give way, opinion will prevent us from opposing you with force again. And you'll be able to get your own way about the slave business by threats. That's your case. You didn't say so to Mr. Seward, but it is. Now, I'll give you my answer, gentlemen. It's no good hiding this thing in a corner. It's got to be settled. I said the other day that Fort Sumter would be held as long as we could hold it. I said it because I know exactly what it means. Why are you investing it? Say, if you like, it's to establish your right of secession with no purpose of exercising it. Why do you want to establish that right? Because now we will allow no extension of slavery, and because some day we may abolish it. You can't deny it. There's no other answer.
I see how it is. You may force freedom as much as you like, but we are to beware how we force slavery.